Foreign Affairs Representative for Equatorial Guinea, Hermine Gildo Ondo Nsano, says he is concerned even his tiny island country could be the target of a terrorist attack. He says he hopes that by sharing information with the UN's terrorism and drug control arm, the oil-rich nation can keep its borders secure and keep out illegal drugs. The drug trade has been on the rise in West Africa, particularly in the small, poverty-stricken nation of Guinea-Bissau, which experts say has become a key transit point for international trafficking. UN experts at the conference say part of the difficulty in sharing information is poor infrastructure throughout the region and a lack of personnel in many countries where even paying civil servant salaries is a struggle. A magistrate in Gabon, Mary Ann Mbuga, says fighting terrorism, drug trade, and weapons trafficking represent overlapping concerns. She says countries should adopt laws to give the governments more ability to control borders and investigate possible threats.
Après avoir ratifié, il y a un certain nombre de choses qu'il faut faire, notamment prendre des lois nationales.
Mbuga says Gabon officials are concerned by the number of undocumented foreigners that pass in and out of their borders. Vienna-based UN terrorism prevention expert Pierre Barzano says it is difficult to implement this kind of active surveillance in the region where poverty is acute and where many countries are still racked from recent civil wars.
It demands quite a lot of work to states that maybe not always have the human and economic resources to devote to this kind of exercise.
But she says the countries seem very willing to participate with the UN's efforts. Security experts have long warned that the region's porous borders and lack of security could create a welcome terrain for terrorist groups. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.